Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. The ballot harvesting investigation continues, showing just how easy it is to commit voter fraud. Over the weekend, the investigative journalists at Project Veritas managed to uncover a ballot harvesting scheme in Minnesota that showed hundreds of ballots in one person's car. On tape, the operative is a man named LeBan, bragging to the undercover journalist how well the scheme is working, and you can clearly see some of the 300 ballots in his car. The man allegedly goes to downtrodden apartment complexes that are mostly occupied by the elderly, and he simply knocks on their door and asks for their ballot. In some cases, he offers cash, but according to this account, it is often simply fear. So gathering up 300 in your car is unfathomable. This isn't complicated, and the implications are severe. The ballot harvesters prey on the elderly and the poor. The report says that poor people are often paid cash for their ballots as well. To quote the journalist, "Ballot harvesting is real, and it has become a big business. Our investigation into this ballot harvesting ring demonstrates clearly how these unscrupulous operators exploit the elderly and immigrant communities and have turned the sacred ballot box into a commodities trading desk. Concrete proof of voter systemic fraud." Thanks to James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, is exactly what is needed right now, as the predictable, dumb, and slow mainstream media continues to belittle everyone concerned about voter fraud. We are concerned about voter fraud because never have we had a vote-by-mail election where so many unsolicited ballots are in play. Every single person that illegally collects ballots undermines your voice. The legendary work of James O'Keefe is something that I am very comfortable sharing with you. The man is a tireless investigator and has more evidence-backed victories than most. During my brief time working in campus politics with the Leadership Institute, I got to know James personally, talked with him often, and knew him before he made the big time. The one quality of the man that rings loud and clear, and you recognize it real quick, is that he is absolutely fearless. Today, he still lives by the same motto, "Content is king." I hope I have time to say this. When large clunky newspapers like the New York Times post a story that is based on the account of anonymous sources, and you wonder whether or not to believe them, remember that O'Keefe said about anonymous sources. It's like asking your readers to take it out of your credibility bank. The credibility bank can only be used if you are dutifully filing it with accurate stories. However, in the case of the Times, especially that dark period of journalism concerning the Russian witch hunt, credibility bank was empty. So whenever the paper tried to source their anonymous sources, the claims, they all rang hollow. Hollow like you were hitting rock bottom of an empty well. I don't spend time with the fake mainstream news because their credibility banks need to be filled. And that can only happen with real journalism.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.